Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud Aleph. The first the theme of the daf is the whole idea of intercalation, adding a month to a year. The Gemara is going to explain there are actually three justifications or motivations for why the court would ever add a month to a year and make it into a leap year. But through that, we actually begin with another lesson, a lesson about preserving dignity. And so when you know that someone did something wrong, not to identify that individual, and rather, you know, cover it up by talking to the group instead of talking to the individual, so as to preserve dignity. All right, let's start. Daf Yud Amud Beis, in the very bottom. Tanur Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a braisa. Ein ma'abrin es hashana, we do not add a month to the year. Ela b'mezumanim la, only with sages that were invited to the discussion. So that means that the Nasi, the head of the Supreme Court, the head of the Sanhedrin, had to invite them the evening before. Say, listen, we're going to need you tomorrow to discuss whether we should add a month to this year. So since they have advance notice, they can prepare, they can look up the sources, they can think about it, so that the next day they will have a conversation that is substantive about whether or not a month should be added to the year. There was a story with the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel. Shamar, he once said, Ashkimu li shiva la'aliyah. Get up, or let me have seven people wake up early and come to my attic where we will have a discussion about whether we should add a month to the year. Paul, do we need a call, Chaim? Oh, thanks so much. So Hishkim, so when Rabbi Gamliel woke up the next morning and he came to the attic, Umatza Shmona, he found eight sages there. Now he had said, I want seven, but there were eight there. So Amar, he said, Miyu Shalosh Shalom Rishus. Whoever came in here without permission, whoever came in here without being invited, Yered, let him leave. So Amar Shmuel HaKatan, one of the greatest sages, Shmuel got up and said, you know what, I'm the one who was invited without, I'm the one who came without permission, I'm leaving. Amar Niyu Shalisi Shalom Rishus, I'm the one who came without permission. Don't think that I came because I was going to jump into the conversation and help add a month to the year without having been invited. I only came to learn the halacha. I only came to see how you guys do it because I want to learn. But not that I was going to participate. Amar lo, so Ben Gamliel said to Shmuel, Shev ben Ishev, sit my son, sit. Ruyos kol hashanim kulon l'isabr el yatz. All years are deserving of getting an added month through you. So I certainly didn't mean, welcome. Thank you, Ava. Thanks for coming. This is great. You know, it wasn't that I'm trying to throw you out. All the years certainly should be added, could get an added month with you. Ela amru chachamim, but the sages said, Ein ma'abrinas hashana, ela b'mezumanim la, that we can only add to the year, add a month, with people who were invited beforehand, who knew the conversation's coming, and therefore prepared. That's why I saw there were eight people, and I had only invited seven. Someone was here who wasn't invited. He's not allowed to participate. So that's why I said that that person should leave. But you, Shmuel, you certainly are not someone who is, you know, that in any way I don't want you. Now, the truth is, it wasn't Shmuel who came uninvited. Shmuel had been invited. Elina Shachmina was one of the other rabbis who came uninvited. So why did Shmuel say, I'm the one who came uninvited, I'm walking out? And he did this to save someone else from being embarrassed. So now the Gemara says, this is a lesson that to identify a particular person you did X, Y, and Z wrong is embarrassing. And we should save people from embarrassment. So therefore, instead of saying you did X, Y, and Z wrong, we should say maybe the group. Or in the group, X, Y, and Z was done, which is wrong, instead of identifying a particular person. Here we have a bunch of examples. Yad Yosef Rebbe. There was once a story. Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, who, as we know, put together the Mishnayos, was once sitting. The Kadarish, he was teaching. Ve'riach reyach shum. Baruch, he smelled some garlic. One of the students had eaten too much garlic, so he smelled a bad smell. Amar, so Rebbe said, Misha achal shum yetze, whomever ate the garlic, get out. Amar Reb Chiya v'yatza. So Reb Chiya, Rebbe's nephew, got up and he left. Amdukulun v'yatza. So when people saw that Reb Chiya left, everybody walked out. So b'shachar, the next morning, matzo, Reb Shimon b'Rebbe l'Reb Chiya. Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, met Reb Chiya. Amar Lehi said, Atu shetziyat l'yabra, were you the one who caused father pain by eating the garlic? Amar Lehi said, lo take azos b'Yisrael. There can't be such a thing in Israel. In other words, I would certainly never cause that pain to your father. The reason why I walked out was because I wanted to save the person who did cause that pain from the shame. So by my walking out, then everybody else walked out, so nobody knew who was the one who ate the garlic. And that saved him from embarrassment. And that's what we're learning here, to save people from embarrassment.
Ooh, I shouldn't have asked the question.
It's a question on Rebbe. It's not so much a question on Reb Chiya. That's a good point. But maybe I think you see here that, and this is, I think, a true point, that, you know, when great rabbis teach Torah, they get very worked up about the learning. It's very important. They focus on it. They take it very seriously. So when someone's worked up, some harsh things come out that he himself, maybe in other contexts, wouldn't say. But in the heat of the moment, things,
not nice you threw somebody out of your house, Rabbi, you know, and also...
Yeah, I guess it was hard for Rebbe to concentrate because of the garlic. This is life.
Didn't they say recommend garlic very highly?
Only for Friday nights.
No, you can't stop bringing garlic in.
All right, so the Gemara says, Reb Chiya mehecha gamirla. How did Reb Chiya know this, that he should walk out? And by walking out, all the other rabbis would walk out, and that way he would save the man who ate the garlic from shame. Where did he learn this, that we have to protect people? He learned it from Rabbi Meir. The Tanya learned in the following brisa. This is now example number 3. We have Shmuel HaKatan who walks out to save the really guilty person from shame. We have Rabbi Chiya who walks out. And we learned this from Rabbi Meir. The Tanya learned in a brisa. So there was a story, B'isha Achas, with the woman. A married woman, Basel Beis Medrash, she comes into the Beis Medrash of Reb Meir. Amra lo, she said, Rebbe, Rabbi, Echad Mikem, one of the rabbis here, I don't know who it was, maybe it was one of the students, I don't know, but one of the rabbis, Kitshani Bibia, consecrated me, in other words, betrothed me through having intercourse with me. I don't remember who. So Amra Reb Meir, Sir Reb Meir stood up, because of La Get Pieces for Nasanla, he gave her a get. Reb Meir says, I, Rabbi Meir, I'm giving you a get. And he gave her a get, as if he's the one who did it. So once he did it, I'll do kasu kulam. So everybody did it. Because if he wouldn't have done it, you know, it's embarrassing. Who's going to get up and say, yeah, I went and I consecrated a certain woman with intercourse? It's embarrassing. Rabbi Meir did it. He embarrassed himself to save the guilty person. And then everybody did it. And that saved her. And that saved the guilty person from shame. Reb Meir Meicha Gamirla. Where did Rabbi Meir know to do such a thing that the person should, you know, say, I did the wrong thing when he didn't, but it saves everybody else from shame? Mishmuel HaKatan, from the story of Shmuel HaKatan, where Shmuel HaKatan was one of the 8 sages who came for the adding of a month. And Rabbi Gamliel said, but hey, you can only be invited, only the invited people can come to add to the month, as we began today's learning. Somebody here is uninvited. That uninvited person should walk out. And Shmuel HaKatan walked out, even though he was invited, because he wanted to save the uninvited from shame. Ushmuel HaKatan Meicha Gamirla. Where did Shmuel HaKatan learn this from? We saw Shmuel HaKatan does it. We saw Reb Chiya does it. Rabbi Meir does it. Where did they learn it from? The answer is they learned it from a pasuk in the book of Ezra. That when the Jewish people come back to build the second temple, Nehemiah, the leader, together with Ezra, starts to ask the people, are you married, you know, all Jewish? Or do you have situations of intermarriage, of Jews married with non-Jews? And there was a man, Shchanya ben Yechiel. It says there, Vayan Shchanya ben Yechiel, Mibnei Elam, Shchanya, the son of Yechiel, from the children of Elam, gets up and responds and says, Vayomer Ezra, he tells Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu be'elokeinu, we are the ones who sinned against our God. Vanoshev, Nashem Nachrios, Mi'amei Aretz, and we have brought in Gentile women from the nations of the earth. We are the guilty ones. We are the ones who did it. And so, one second, Chaim ben Yechiel himself wasn't intermarried, but he said, we are the ones. He included himself with all those who are intermarried in order to save people from shame. Vat, and then Shchanya says, and now Yesh Mikvah Yisrael, there is hope for the Jewish people, as those for this. Ushchanya ben Yechiel Meicha Gamirla, where did Shchanya ben Yechiel learn this from? He learned it from God. God with Yehoshua. When Yehoshua comes into the land of Israel, so there's a great miracle, the walls of Yericho collapse, and Yericho is conquered. So Yehoshua then makes a promise, he dedicates everything in Yericho. No one's allowed to touch it. The next war that the Jews go out to, the war with Ai, there's a setback and some of the Jews are killed. So Yehoshua says to God, why is this happening? God says, Hashem tells Yehoshua, Kum leich, lama zatanofal panecha. What are you falling on your face asking, why is this happening? Chata Yisrael, the Jewish people sinned. They took from Yericho. They didn't keep the cherem. Amar lefanav of Yehoshua says, Ribono shel olam, master of the world, michata, who sinned? Amalos, so God says, v'chidil tarani lecha. You think I'm a snitch to you? You think I'm going to tell you who did it? I'm not telling you. The Jews sinned. God also hides the identity. But he says to Yehoshua, hatzel gorolos, you know, throw lots, and through the lots you'll be able to figure out who did it. And they did. They found it was from the tribe of Yehuda, which family? They found it was Achan. By the same, alternatively, the source ultimately is Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Jews, and he says to the Jews who are going out and violating Shabbos to go look for the man, even when Hashem had said there won't be any man. And Hashem says to Moshe, Ad ana me'antem, for how long have you rejected? But it's in the plural tense, me'antem, you've refused to listen to God. So instead of God saying, you know, it's Dustin and Avirmo aren't listening to me, God says the whole group isn't listening to me, because God wants to save the individual sinner from shame. All right, now a couple more lessons about the greatness of Shmuel HaKatan. Tanu Rabbanan Lutin Abraisa. Misha Mason, Neviim Achronim, after the last prophets died, Chagaz Zachariah Melachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael, prophecy, the divine presence, left the Jewish people. But Afal Pekin, even so, there was something like prophecy called Baskol, the voice of heaven. Hayim Mishtamshim B'Baskol, they could use the voice from heaven. Pa'am Achas, one time, Hayim Nesub Malias Beis Guria B'Yericho, they were sitting in the attic of Guria in Jericho, V'Natna Leim Baskol Min Hashamayim, and they heard a voice coming out of heaven. And what they hear, it said the following, Yesh kan echad, sheroi shetishrael of shechina, kemoshe Rabbeinu. There is a person here who deserves to have the divine presence on him as much as Moshe Rabbeinu. Eloshein doro zakeh lekach, but his generation is not deserving of it. So who's the one who deserves to be a prophet like Moshe? Nasnu chacham meseneim behilla zakein. So the sages looked at the great Hillel, the elder Hillel. Kishem Eis, when Hillel died, Amru Alav, the eulogy for him was, Hey Chassid, where is the pious one? Hey Anav, where is the humble one? Because he passed away. Talmido Shel Ezra, he's the student of Ezra. Just like Ezra came from Bavel to Israel to assume a position of leadership, Hillel came from Bavel to Israel and he was so humble and so amazing, he got the leadership, he became the Nasi. Shuv Pamachas, there was yet another time. They were sitting in an attic together in Yavne. Again, they heard a voice from heaven. There is a person here who deserves to be a prophet, who deserves a divine presence upon him. It's only the generation that's not worthy. That's why he's not a prophet. But he would have been a prophet in another generation. The sages looked around. Oh, it's Shmuel. Ukeshemes. So when Shmuel died, Amr Allah, they said about him, Hey Chassid, where is the pious one? We're missing him. Hey Anav, where is the humble one? Talmido Shel Hillel, the student of Hillel. Afhu Amar Bishas Misaso. Now, another example of Shmuel reaching some prophecy. At the moment of his death, he said the following. He said, Shimon, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the son of the Nasi, and Yishmael, referring to Yishmael, Kohen Gadol, Lecharava, they are going to die by sword. These were individuals who were members of that great group of the 10 martyrs who were killed by the Romans, by the Hadrianic persecutions. Vechavrohi and other friends, Liktal, are going to be killed in other ways, like Rabbi Akiva was killed by iron combs. Sharam on the rest of the ration, Lebiza will be plundered. Va'akinski on Asid and Lemesal Alma. And many great difficulties are going to come to the world. Val Yehuda ben Bava, Vikshulom Arkane. When Yehuda ben Bava was killed, in fact, by the Romans, they wanted to give the same eulogy. Hey Chassid, hey Anav, where is the pious one? Where is the humble one? We just lost such a great man. Elishanitra Fasha, but they ran out of time. Shein Maspidin el Aruge Malchus. It's impossible to give eulogies for those who are killed by the Romans, because the Romans get offended. How dare you eulogize the people we're killing? Oh, maybe you're just as guilty. And they might kill the people who give the eulogy, so they couldn't give a eulogy for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Okay, going back to the issues of adding a month to the year, to make it a 13-month year, that's what we call Ibur Shana, making the year pregnant, adding the second month of Adar, to make it a 13-month year. Tana Rabbanu went in a Braisa. Ein Ma'abrinas HaShana, we can't add a month to the year, Elim Ken Yirtza HaNasi, unless the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, wants it. We need his approval. Umayis of Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel. Of course, he was the head of the Sanhedrin. Shahalach li tol rishu seitzel shilton echad shebesuria. He had to go to one of the governors who was in Syria for some communal issue. The Roman governor was living in Syria. V'shahalavu. It took a long time for him to come back. So the other members of the Sanhedrin added a month to the year. But they said, listen, we don't have Rabbi Gamliel here. We need his approval. Al-Menashe year to Rabbi Gamliel. We're adding a month on condition that when Rabbi Gamliel comes back, he wants it. When Rabbi Gamliel came back and said, yes, I do want it, the added month to the year, then that added month was accepted and the year was a 13-month year. Yeah, question.
Always one head of Nazi.
Always one head.
One head.
Always one head. Like we learned yesterday, right? One leader, not two leaders. Tana Rabban Melina Braisa. Emabrinas Hashana. Elim Kein Aisa Tzricha. We only add a month to the year if it is needed to do so. So what are some of the reasons why we would add a month? Let's say the roads got ruined. There was so much rain during the winter that the roads are too muddy. And if we're going to have Nisan, now 2 weeks after we begin Nisan, everybody's got to be in Yerushalayim for Aliyah LeRegel, for the Korban Pesach. If the roads are no good, it'll be too hard. So in order to give us some time to repair the roads, we would add a month to the year. Or Mipnei Aksharim, if the bridges get ruined. Or Mipnei Tanurei Psachim, or the ovens that we need to use to cook the Korban Pesach in it have gotten ruined and we need to fix them, so we might add a month to the year. Or Mipnei Galios Yisrael Shenakrimim Koman, or if we know that there are Jews far away living in Bavel, that they've already started to walk to Jerusalem, Vadayin Loigiyu, and they're way behind schedule. They're not going to get here in time for Pesach. So then we would add a month to the year so that they'll all get here in time.
They did the same thing with Pesach Sheni,
Rabbi? No. They would add a month to the year.
I know, but Pesach Sheni was done by them too, by the...
Pesach Sheni is always. It's from the Torah.
It's always from the Torah.
30 days.
Oh, in a second, we'll see. Avalom ipnei ha-shelag. We can't add a month if there's snow. Jews will walk in the snow too. We're not worried about snow. Avalom ipnei ha-tzeina. Not because it's cold. Nor would we add if the Jews away in Babel haven't left. If they are where they are, then we're not adding a month. But if they've started coming, they're on their way, and we see that they're not going to make it on time because it's going slow, we'll add a month to the year.
So, Rabbi, it's just not a seasonal issue.
We'll see, it is a seasonal issue too.
These
issues we're going to see later are only added to the main issue. The main issue is going to be the seasonal issue. We don't add a month to the year if we feel that the goats need some more time to fatten up so that they'll be bigger for the Korban Pesach. Or if we feel that the sheep need some time to fatten up. Nor because of the chicks. Shalom pircho, that aren't flying yet. Aval osan osan sad l'shana. But the fact that these things are a need, that we want the birds and the animals to get bigger, That could be a support to a primary reason why we add a month to the year. Kate said, How does it work like this? Rabbi Yanai once said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that this was the letter that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when he was the Nasi, sent out. We are informing you. It goes, the chicks are very soft. Imraya da'arkin, the sheep are very thin. But that's not the main reason. Zimna da'aviva lomata. Aviv hasn't arrived. Now, what does Aviv mean? Aviv means spring. And spring means the ripening of wheat. The wheat hasn't ripened yet. So you know what? It's not the right time. Pesach is supposed to be when the wheat has already ripened. We have to bring the first produce as the Minchas HaOmer. It hasn't ripened yet. We have to permit Chadash. So therefore, the Shafras Milsa Banpoi, this is a good matter in our eyes. We thought it was the right thing. But Sifis Al Shasa Da, we added to this year, Tlasin Yomin, 30 days. So you see that the main reason was because of Aviv. But as an addition, you know, the goats aren't fat enough and the birds are too small, they haven't ripened enough. So it can be used as an additional reason. It's not the main reason. The main reason has to be the issue of the season, of Aviv. Meisve, one second, I'll challenge you. We learned, Kabi Barashana, the Brisa says, how long is the month added to the year? Shloshim Yom, 30 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Chodesh, Rav Shimon Gamliel himself says 29 days. Added here in this lesson, added in this letter that we have from Rav Shimon Gamliel, how is he saying that the month should be, we should add 30 days? He's the one who says you're supposed to add 29 days. Some Rav Papa said, no, he doesn't mean that you have to add 29. What he means is Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shloshim Yom. They have an option. If they want to add 29 days, they can do that. If they want to add 30 days, they can do that. In that instance of the letter, they had actually added 30 days. Now the Gemara says, let's make a following observation. Tachazi, come and look. Ma'ika be tkifai dar di Yisrael. What a difference there is between the tkifai kadmai, the earlier tough guys. La'an v'senai, la'an v'senusi basrai, and the great humble later ones. In other words, we know from many stories in Shas that Rabban Gamliel, the father of Rabban Shimon Gamliel, was very, very tough. For example, the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that there was once a whole question about whether certain witnesses that were clearly lying could be accepted, and a new month declared based on their words. Rabbi Gamliel said yes, Rabbi Yeshua said no. Rabbi Gamliel said, hey, you, Rabbi Yeshua, you have to come to me on the day that according to you is Yom Kippur, with your walking stick, with your money. You have to violate Yom Kippur. Then the Gemara in Brachos has a story that Rabbi Gamliel once said that Mariv is not just an option, it's an obligation. Rabbi Yeshua said it's an option. Rabbi Yeshua said it's an option. Rabbi Gamliel went and humiliated him. He said, stand up on your feet. He made him stand the whole day. Rabbi Gamliel was really tough. But yet we're going to see, even though Rabbi Gamliel was so tough, when he writes his letters announcing the adding of a month to the year, he's very humble about it. He doesn't say, I decided. We decided. We all agreed. Here, his son, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's very humble. But you know what? Even though he's so humble and he's so righteous and he's so submissive, when he writes a letter, it's like, I decided. So you know what? The earlier tough ones, with all of their toughness, were really very humble. And the later humble ones, with all of their humility, were not as humble as the earlier tough ones. Titania's went in a brisa. Brisa, but Rabban Gamliel. There was a story with Rabban Gamliel. That's the earlier tough person. He was sitting on a step on the Temple Mount. And Yochanan, the scribe, was standing in front of him. And he had three cut scrolls, three cut letters in front of him, munachos that were placed. Said, listen, totally good sachada, take one letter, ksov, and write the following. To our brethren of the higher Galilee. Of the upper Galilee, and to our brethren of the lower Galilee, Shalom Chin Yazge, may your peace grow, may you have continued blessings, Mohodin and Anach Melachon, we are informing you, Dizman Biura Mata, the time has come for Biur Maestros, the time has come to get all the Maestros, all the tithes out of the house, it is Erev Pesach of year 3 or year 7. La Fushe Masara, you have to get all the Maestros out of the house. Go separate your maestros from your olive orchards. The Tolik was a chadat. Now take another letter. Uksov and write the following. Lachana b'nei daroma to our brethren who live in the south. Shalom chan yazgi, you should have a lot of peace. Mo'odin ranachnu lachon, we are informing you, this man b'yuramata, the time has come to separate the masros. You have to get the maisros out of the house. Lafrushe maisros ma'umri shibali. You have to go separate the maisros from all the wheat that you guys have. And now a third letter. V'tolik v'sochada, take the third letter. Uksov and write it to the Jews of Iraq. Lachana b'nei galvasa b'bavel, to our brothers. Children of the exile in Babylonia, Ula Hana de Bemadai, and our brothers in Media, Lishkol Galvasa de Israel, and to all the other exiles of the Jews, Shlom Chan Yazge, you should have a lot of peace. Olam forever, Mo'odin Ananachna Lachon, we are informing you. We are informing you that. Goes Laya Rikichin, the little birds are still too soft, they're not flying enough. Imraya Arkin, the little sheep are too thin. Zimna da Aviva Lomata, the wheat hasn't ripened, it's not Aviv. The Shafra Milsan, the idea is good, Ba'anpa in my eyes, or in front of me, Ba'anpa Chavrai, in front of my friends. Vosifas, and we have added Al Shasadan this year, Yomin Plus in 30 days. So you see that Rabbi Gamliel, as tough as he is throughout all of Shas, when push comes to shove, he's more humble than Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He sends a letter and he says that this is an idea that I and our friends have thought is a good idea. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we saw, sent a letter and said, I think it's a good idea. Well, I said, well, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel himself wouldn't have done this. But as we know, because he was so tough, he was fired. And then he was brought back. He was fired, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took his position, then he was brought back. So Dilma, maybe this letter, when he was so humble, was Basar de'Ibru, was after he had been fired. So after he had been fired, he was humbled. But maybe initially when he was tough, and he was getting into all the fights with Rabbi Yoshua, you wouldn't have expected such language from Rabbi Gamliel. Tana Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a braisa, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ma'abrenes Hashana. There are three concerns why we will add a month to the year. What are the three concerns? Ala Aviv, if the wheat hasn't yet ripened. Al Peros Ha'ilan, if the fruits, we think, are not going to ripen by Shavuos, because Shavuos is the time to bring the first fruits, the Bikurim, and give it as a gift to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. So if we think that the fruits aren't going to be ripe by Shavuos, we have to add a month, and then by then, the fruits will be ripened. Ve'alat Kufa, and for the season. We know there are four seasons. There is Tkufas, Tammuz, the season of summer. There is Tkufas, Teves, the season of winter. So if we're worried that the season is off, so then we will move the month of Nisan, because we don't want, for example, Sukkot to be in summer. We wouldn't want Pesach to be in winter. So we would move the month of Nisan. Al Shnayim Mehen, for two of these reasons, you know, whether it's the wheat or the other fruits, or the wheat and the season, or the season and the fruits, Ma'abrin, we would expand and add a month to the year. Al Echad Mehen, if we only have one of the reasons, in Ma'abrin, we don't add a month to the year. However, Ubizman Shavav Echad Mehen, if one of those reasons is that the wheat hasn't yet ripened, Hakol Smeichim, everyone is happy, because you know, one of the main motivations to have Pesach is to be able to start eating the new grain. If the wheat isn't ripe, we can't eat the new grain anyway. So we'd like it to be delayed so that by the time we have Pesach, right away after the second day of Pesach, Chadash, the new grain, would become permitted. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Al Hatkufa, for the season. They had a question, Shalu Bnei Yeshiva, they asked in the Yeshiva, Al Hatkufa Smechim, does Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel mean that if one of the reasons is because of the season, then everybody is happy because the pilgrims who are coming to Yerushalayim, they don't want to come to Yerushalayim during the winter for Pesach, and they don't want to come during the, they don't want, or the other way, they wouldn't want to have, the winter hit Sukkot either. because it's going to be hard for them to travel back and forth to Yerushalayim. So is it that they're happy about the season? Oh, or maybe what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying, alat kufa ma'ab, just the season is reason enough to add a month to the year. Just like, and you don't need another reason with it. So you don't need to have the season plus wheat or the season plus the fruits. Teku, we don't know. Tana Rabbanan, we're going to Braisa. Al shalosh haratzos ma'abrinas hashana. We look at three places about whether the season is there or the fruits are ripening there in order to add a month to the year. What are the three places? Yehuda, the territory of Judea, Avar Yardin, the other side of the Jordan River, the eastern side of the Jordan, Vahagalil, and the northern area. Al shtayim ehen ma'abrin. If in two of those areas the wheat hasn't ripened, so then already we will add a month to the year. Valachas man, if only in one of those areas the wheat hasn't ripened, but in the other two areas the wheat has ripened, aim Robin, we don't add a month to the year. Man, if Judea is the place, hakol smeichem, everybody's happy. Shein Omer ba'al miYehuda, because again, the offering of the carbon Omer, and primarily the place of wheat is Judea. So if that's the place that hasn't ripened, so everybody's happy because they're all waiting for the chadash, the new grain. So what's the point of having a Pesach and not being able to eat the new grain? Because the new grain hasn't ripened yet. But if it's in the other areas where things haven't ripened, but in Yehuda things have ripened, people aren't so happy. Because Yehuda's the primary, you know, grain supplier. If this grain is already ready and we're waiting another month, people are disappointed. They say, hey, we want to eat the new grain. We only add a month to the year in the court in Judea. And if we use the court in the Galilee, Mubaris, it also works. Hey, Chananya, the man of Ono, testified. If they added a month in the Galilee, it didn't work. What's the reasoning of Chananya? The pasuk says, you shall seek out his divine presence, Uvasa Shama, and come to his residence in Jerusalem. Called Vishishata Doresh, whenever you're seeking things out, and has to be in the place where the divine presence rests, which is in Yehuda, in Yerushalayim. So, we learned our sages in a braisa. In Ma'abinus Hashan Ela Bayom, we can only add to the year during the day. The discussion and the decision has to be during the day. If they did it at night, it doesn't work. We also can't add, we can't make the month Rosh Chodesh only during the day. If you do it at night, it doesn't work. I'm Rav Abba, my Rav Abba says, what's the pasuk? Tiku b'chodesh shofar, blow on Rosh Chodesh, the shofar b'kesa, when it's hidden, liyom chagenu, on the day of our holiday. Ezeu chag shachodesh miskasebo, what's the holiday which has a Rosh Chodesh in it? Heavy yom is a Rosh Hashanah, that's Rosh Hashanah. Uksivbo, and it says there, kichok liyisrael hu, mishpat l'elokei Yaakov, it's a law for Israel, it is a justice for the God of Jacob. Ma mishpat bayom, just like justice is by day, af kiddush haChodesh, so to the Chodesh, sanctifying the new month, has to be bayom during the day. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer,